Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 142, Brainstorming. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service representative, Jennifer Kohler.
Give brainstorming a makeover. Why this time-tested practice can be improved with blitzing, brainstorming, and collaborative tools. It's a familiar scene. A group gathers around a conference table with the intent of sharing ideas and solutions to a particular problem. Sticky notes might be involved, along with flip charts or a whiteboard. Participants are told two heads are better than one, and that no idea is a bad one, and to share whatever they're thinking. It's called brainstorming, and many companies embrace it as an effective tool to prompt creativity and to find unique solutions to difficult problems. The idea actually dates back to the 1940s, when American advertising executive Alex Osborne believed that anyone could learn to generate creative solutions for a wide variety of problems. Today, it is by far the most widely used tool to stimulate creative thinking. But did you know that research suggests 90% of companies may be conducting brainstorming sessions incorrectly? And if you do it incorrectly, it might not produce the best ideas. Even worse, it might actually impede productivity and morale. Like anything, brainstorming has room for improvement, and advances in technology and new tools suggest that it's time to give brainstorming a makeover. Simply, by adopting new tools and methods, it can be more effective. After all, it's still a great way to develop a number of incremental ideas, plus it creates a feel-good atmosphere that can help gain buy-in for significant change. This podcast explores the holistic practice of brainstorming. It will look at why it remains a popular method despite its flaws. It will also provide detail on the common pitfalls and why some experts suggest it needs a renovation to overcome those challenges. It will provide modern-day tips for more effective brainstorming to make the most of your collective thoughts and ideas. And this podcast will offer insight on some of the innovative brainstorming techniques and summarize the top brainstorming and collaborative tools that your company might explore. So dust off your thinking cap, because it's time to modernize the brainstorming model. First, let's discuss the benefits of brainstorming. There are many reasons why a company might want to give brainstorming a second look. Today, especially when you infuse modern-day concepts, it can provide a significant boost to your efforts. But even old-school brainstorming can be beneficial. No one denies that it's still the best way to quickly develop a large amount of creative ideas in a short amount of time. Overall, brainstorming generates more ideas collectively than an individual working alone. Builds on and combines the ideas of others, bringing more ideas to the forefront, especially when it's done face-to-face. Exposes participants to the ideas of others, and promotes creativity. Brainstorming remains a popular method because it's a low-cost approach to produce a high volume of ideas. It brings together participants with different knowledge and experiences that can lead to innovative solutions. Some claim it can improve the working atmosphere because working creatively motivates employees and raises corporate morale. And it can be a fun way to help team members bond as they solve problems in a positive, rewarding environment. In addition, if the brainstorming session involves significant changes or improvements, members are more likely to offer support when they were involved in developing it. Because of these benefits, experts say brainstorming is still an effective way to obtain a wide range of ideas. Not only can brainstorming provide immediate, positive feedback, but participants leave a brainstorming session proud of their contributions. It provides instant gratification when a whiteboard or flip chart is filled with ideas. And when it works, it can actually boost productivity because changes are implemented more effectively. Moreover, brainstorming affords a free and open environment that encourages everyone to participate. Quirky ideas are welcomed and built upon, and all participants are encouraged to contribute fully, helping them develop a rich array of creative solutions. In the best case scenario, brainstorming doesn't just harvest ideas, it combines and extends them. Mercy Health's Anderson Hospital in Cincinnati, for example, is a company that realized tangible benefits from brainstorming. The group held a 5-day brainstorming session with 35 of its doctors and staff to reduce the emergency room wait times and the length of stay for admitted patients. Thanks to a successful brainstorming session that generated creative ideas and solutions, the hospital reduced emergency room patient wait times from 40 minutes to only 12 minutes, which represents a 70% decrease. In addition, the average length of stay for admitted patients also dropped from 394 minutes to 292 minutes. This offers proof that when a collective group tackles a problem, the results can be positive and profitable. However, if you're still using old-school methods, you may not be making the most of brainstorming. It can be enhanced and even be more effective when it's infused with fresh approaches before, during, and after a brainstorming session. Particularly, the work you do before brainstorming might improve your chances for success. This is in contradiction to past suggestions that a brainstorming session starts with only a vague idea and evolves organically. In fact, in today's climate, experts say that advanced preparation is the most important activity to ensure an effective session. How you can prepare for brainstorming will be addressed in subsequent sections, but in the meantime, let's explore some of the common complaints of brainstorming as it's done today. Just because brainstorming is beneficial, it doesn't mean there aren't flaws that shouldn't be addressed. True, brainstorming is a practice that's been used for over 60 years. So why, after all this time, does it need a makeover? Simply, as the times change, so must this age-old process. Access to new technology and expertise has increased over the years, but many companies still rely on old-school methods. Experts have documented some of the downsides to traditional brainstorming, which makes the case that it should be revamped using new tools and methods at your disposal. As noted, long-standing brainstorming methods have some weaknesses, which have been acknowledged over the years and recently resurfaced. According to neuroscientist Jonah Lehrer, decades of research have consistently shown that brainstorming groups think of far fewer ideas than the same number of people who work alone and later pool their ideas. Although brainstorming can be an ideal technique and a feel-good way to boost productivity, some experts claim that it doesn't always provide the value intended. In fact, a comprehensive study from researchers at Texas A&M showed that brainstorming is not always the best strategy to generate unique and varied ideas. Indeed, there are several reasons why experts say that traditional brainstorming has a downside. Specifically, it may lead to social loafing, a decrease in productivity, inhibition among participants, lower quality ideas, anchoring, and hothousing. Let's discuss this in more detail. Social loafing is when people in the group are less likely to participate because they think others will pick up the slack. Some participants might assume the role of bystander and forego idea sharing. This is why some claim that brainstorming can impede productivity. When someone is talking, the rest of the group has to wait, which can cause people to lose focus on their own ideas or even forget them altogether. It also gives them time to talk themselves out of mentioning ideas that might seem redundant or silly. Also, despite the statement that no idea is a bad one, some participants might feel like others judge their ideas when they state them during a brainstorming session. And if people are scared of saying the wrong thing, they'll end up saying nothing at all. In an article from Fast Company, consultants Deborah Kay claims that peer pressure from the group might also result in obvious responses. The theory is that when people brainstorm alone, they have more time to build an idea and think it through. As a result, brainstorming might produce lower quality ideas than when working alone. Brainstorming sessions can also lead to what is called anchoring. This is when the creativity of the group can be limited when participants latch onto ideas that are shared early in the brainstorming session. When a group gets anchored on one idea or concept, it prevents individuals from coming up with new ideas, which is the ultimate objective of brainstorming. Another risk is called hothousing. Although brainstorming is designed to energize the creative process, the time pressure associated with brainstorming creates a stressful state that prevents participants from thinking imaginatively and freely. For these reasons, some suggest that brainstorming can be replaced by other techniques and tools. But still, you don't need to throw away the dry erase markers just yet. New techniques and technologies that facilitate a better brainstorming process are being added to this age-old practice. And while there are still some challenges to brainstorming, these can be reduced by infusing modern-day elements and approaches. Specifically, you can give facilitators a boost with new training methods and tools, which is necessary because of the role of the facilitator is identified as one of the key success factors. Experts also say that today, space matters. Research shows that collaborative spaces really do make a difference in the productivity of a brainstorming session. Finally, the strategy that no idea is a bad one should be revisited. Experts now say a little healthy competition is beneficial to the process. Plus, technology can give brainstorming a boost, especially when coupled with new tactics like blitzing, brain swarming, e-brainstorming, and time boxing. Using some or a combination of these techniques can make brainstorming more effective and productive. Ready to get started? First, you need to prepare for the storm before a brainstorm. Before you book the conference room and buy sticky notes, you need to prepare for effective brainstorming. This contradicts the free-flowing, organic approach to brainstorming that experts previously endorsed. Now, experts say that before you even start, it's important to take some time to really outline the problem to solve and develop potential solutions to build upon. Setting up a brainstorming session without well-articulated problems will put you on a path to failure. Ralph Keeney, a professor and consultant to the Department of Energy, says it's essential to go through the process of analyzing and focusing on objectives early on. For example, to prepare for a brainstorming session at the Department of Energy, Keeney met for 1 hour with 19 executives individually, including the CEO. He asked them to define objectives for the brainstorming session and compiled a list of 450 things the executives wanted to achieve. He then took these goals and narrowed them down to 40 major goals. Keeney provides another example on how to define possible objectives. While working with the design firm IDEO, Keeney helped the company identify the objectives and goals prior to the meeting. Initially, the company wanted to hold a brainstorming session to get ideas on how to build a coffee cup that could be used by cyclists. Instead of using a vague term, he helped the company narrow the goal to further develop spill-proof coffee cup lids and bicycle cup holders. Keeney helped translate these ideas to a purpose statement as well. The session began by asking the group how it could help bike commuters drink coffee without spilling it or burning their tongues. This level of detail can help narrow the focus and keep the groups on task. These examples illustrate some of the ways you might focus your brainstorming session early on. It's really about being as clear as possible and not letting sessions run amok, which is often the strategy used with traditional brainstorming. Using a practical example, let's say your company wants to brainstorm how to improve customer engagement. You might hone in on the topic and identify that the goal is to get more customers to a Facebook page or engage in social media. Providing detail and focus will help the session be more effective. Even better, if you can share the problem and potential outcomes with participants before the brainstorming session, it will help develop well-defined ideas. Give participants a chance to mull over the problem prior to an official meeting, and you'll be one step ahead of the process. Now that you've done your homework and clearly outlined the objectives and problems to solve, you are ready to book the conference room and invite participants. Although a lot has changed with brainstorming, you still need to adopt some of the basic and time-tested principles and ground rules. Even today, an effective brainstorming session gathers a group of diverse backgrounds and talent to address a problem. It establishes the ground rules for the session. It creates a system to capture the ideas, for instance, chalkboards, whiteboards, and computer software. It designates one member of the group to record each idea that is put forward. It encourages every member of the group to storm the problem by contributing as wide a range of potential solutions as possible, and it reviews and amends suggestions when the flow of ideas subsides. While this list is helpful in outlining the basic tenets that will still apply, brainstorming needs an infusion of modern-day elements too. New and updated tactics can take brainstorming to the next level. Some of these new ideas include revamping the role of the facilitator, selecting the right space, promoting competition, and tapping into technologies designed to improve the practice. By updating your sessions with these things, you can obtain the maximum benefits from brainstorming. Another key element is good facilitation. In general, a facilitator is the person that keeps the group on task and records ideas using a flip chart or some other method. A lot of companies simply select a volunteer to serve in this role, and this person may or may not have a stake in the outcome. And more often than not, the facilitators in brainstorming sessions have no formal training. But in today's world, experts say that a trained facilitator, not a volunteer, is an important driver of success. Consultant Bob Sutton, for instance, claims the key to effective brainstorming today is smooth facilitation. A good facilitator keeps the group on task and eliminates some of the risks like social loafing and inhibition. But as mentioned, brainstorming sessions are usually led by facilitators that have no training or experience. He points to two studies that showed that when facilitated properly, the so-called productivity loss disappears. According to a report conducted by the American Psychological Association, groups with highly trained facilitators generated more ideas than those who did not use trained facilitators. Overall, groups with trained facilitators consistently outperformed groups without effective facilitation. It's not a bad idea to hire an expert facilitator if you can afford it. At the very least, make sure your facilitator has tools at his or her disposal that can improve the brainstorming session. You can obtain tips on how to facilitate a brainstorming session from the website learningforsustainability.net. Another resource is the International Association of Facilitators, which offers a plethora of resources, including a report on Facilitation 101. You might also check out The Magic of a Facilitator by Brian Stanfield, which is a classic article on facilitator competencies. The point is that facilitators can't go in cold turkey and be selected at the last minute if you want to get the most out of your brainstorming session. Next, we'll talk about space. Remember being in a brainstorming session held in a large conference room that was dimly lit? If you have, then you shouldn't be surprised that a comfortable meeting environment is another critical success factor to modern brainstorming. But if you want it to work in today's world, not only should the space be comfortable, but it should be a space that is not normally used for other business-related functions. In fact, an article in Entrepreneur claims the worst place to generate new ideas is the place where most businesses probably congregate. Ideally, companies use designated spaces that promote collaboration and free-flowing ideas. Think comfy couches and open spaces designated to stimulate conversations. If you have telecommuters, Google Hangouts is a good place to brainstorm, and it allows up to 10 people to participate in free video conferences. Collaboration by design is a growing theme to promote fresh ideas. For instance, in the Pixar headquarters, Steve Jobs designed the office so that in order to access the building's bathrooms, employees had to walk through an atrium. The idea was that by increasing the odds that employees would cross paths, writers and programmers would discuss cross-disciplinary ideas, even during their breaks. In addition, Pixar and other leading-edge companies designate communal spaces specifically for innovation and brainstorming. Turns out there's a science to collaboration, too. According to a study by Harvard Medical School researcher Isaac Cohen, those that work physically near others promote better group ideas. The ideal distance is 32 feet. A study found that employees who work close to each other were more collaborative as a whole. You won't be successful brainstorming in a large room that puts participants significantly apart from each other. So create a sense of teamwork by working in smaller conference rooms to give your brainstorming session a boost. Remember hearing there are no bad ideas in brainstorming? That's no longer the case. Traditional brainstorming theory rests on the premise that ideas should flow freely without judgment of the quality of ideas. The operating principle is that limiting criticism encourages more creative, out-of-the-box thinking. Yet, experts now suggest that a little competition and debate is not only healthy for brainstorming, but it should be encouraged in order to surface the best ideas. The traditional, no criticism, every idea is worthy rule might not be the best approach. Some claim that better ideas are generated within an environment of debate and evaluation. Dissent stimulates new ideas as it encourages participants to engage more fully with the work of others and to reassess their own viewpoints. It also allows team members to engage more with the ideas of others. And after facing conflicts, people often come up with more thoughts and ideas. It might not be the pretty or polite way to share ideas, but experts say it works. If you really want to give brainstorming an update, try infusing your brainstorming session with leading-edge techniques. Some of these include blitzing, brainswarming, e-brainstorming, and timeboxing. Each of these techniques can enhance the brainstorming experience or at the very least mix things up to keep it interesting. Blitzing is like brainstorming on steroids. This is when participants are asked to work by themselves and come up with 9 new ideas in 2 minutes and then asked to share them with a group. There is no time to filter ideas as a group, and accordingly, some say it generates more ideas than simple brainstorming. Some of the advantages of blitzing are that it includes everyone in the group. It generates a huge number of ideas in a short time, and it keeps extroverts or leadership from dominating the conversation. Brainswarming is another tactic you might consider in lieu of traditional methods. Brainswarming is described as swarming rather than storming a problem. In other words, smaller swarms come together to work on a problem. Instead of a single session, the swarm may shift and keep working until the problem is solved. When one objective is met, the idea is to keep a good swarm intact to tackle the next problem. Business author Kevin Maney recently wrote an ebook titled The New Art of Brainstorming that is available as a free download from ideapaint.com. IdeaPaint sells paint that turns walls into whiteboards. By interviewing leaders from companies such as online payment processor PayPal and the New York-based strategy consultant SY Partners, Maney found that innovators continually generate new ideas through a more continuous and dynamic process. Have you heard of e-brainstorming? This is when participants use computers to generate ideas, or they use a software tool that promotes collaboration. Some say it can enhance the brainstorming experience by giving individuals sitting at their computers a chance to contribute to ideas independently. This way, you can reach normally quiet participants who may be inhibited sharing ideas. With e-brainstorming, a facilitator is responsible for compiling ideas and presenting them to the group for appraisal. Although e-brainstorming is less spontaneous than face-to-face brainstorming, it still has several advantages. For one, individuals have some degree of control as to when they create their own ideas or review the ideas of others. It can enhance the creative process and increase productivity. Anchoring, for example, is less likely to occur when most of the creative work is done independently. And since only the facilitator knows the identity of the contributors, participants can submit anonymous ideas that they might hesitate to share in a group setting. This limits the effect of social loafing and inhibitions to sharing. Although e-brainstorming isn't the only method to improve brainstorming, research shows that it can overcome some of the problems encountered in the face-to-face method. Timeboxing is used to keep a brainstorming session focused, spark creativity, and build on the best ideas. The idea is to set a fixed time period, called a time box, for planned brainstorming, and to pause when a certain time limit is reached to evaluate ideas and refocus. You might also use this time to reflect and summarize key ideas and points. For example, you might spend 20 minutes brainstorming big ideas and pause to flesh out some of the best ones that the group can build upon. Then, in the next time boxing period, you might hone in on some of the more creative ideas. Experts find that brainstorming in intervals not only helps the group stay focused and spark creativity, but it allows the opportunity to build on the best ideas. Plus, using time boxing helps keep the group on task and reduces the likelihood of getting sidetracked. Like many business functions, brainstorming is an activity that can get a makeover through technology. By using technology, you can organize and visualize ideas in real time or over a specified time period. The logic is that it's much more effective to keep track of brainstorming sessions using technology instead of pen and paper. Not only can it map out resources, but it can help uncover new ideas by linking and cross-referencing other ideas. What are some of the most popular tools available to enhance brainstorming? Scott Gerber from the Next Web printed a list on the top 10 tools for brainstorming. Some of the tools that top the lists include Productive, MindMeister, Kaggle, GroupMap, and SpiderScribe. Each of these tools provide different features and functions. Productive, for example, is a cross-platform tool for collaboration. It is recommended for its ability to allow team members to collaborate on similar projects. GroupMap is recommended for use before and during brainstorming sessions because it can help filter, sort, and rank ideas in real time. Participants can even like and dislike ideas or engage in on-the-spot voting. Additionally, SpiderScribe is an online mind mapping and brainstorming tool. It helps companies organize ideas by connecting notes, files, calendar events, and more in freeform maps. These maps can be used online for additional collaboration or brainstorming. Before selecting a tool, make sure you find one that suits your needs, since each platform offers different features. But it's important to remember that technology is not necessarily a substitute for the real thing. It should be one of the tools you can use to complement it. You still need to engage the right people using some of the traditional methods that were mentioned earlier, like facilitation and comfortable space. In other words, technology is not a replacement to brainstorming, but it can be a way to enhance it. It's safe to say that brainstorming will continue to be a prevalent practice across corporations. That's not to say it can't be improved, like anything. Every now and then, it needs an update. New methods and technologies can help improve this practice to ensure the best ideas surface. When you infuse some modern elements into traditional brainstorming, it is still wildly effective. So grab your thinking cap and remember, the only bad idea might be ditching the practice altogether. After all, without some sort of employee brainstorming, you might miss some of the greatest innovations from your collective employee base, and that would be a bad idea.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on brainstorming. As always, keep on the lookout for future podcasts, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.